Hundreds of Afghan people, including students, have held demonstrations in the eastern province of Nangarhar against a possible security pact with the U.S. Protesters chanted anti-U.S. slogans and blocked a key road between Kabul and the city of Jalalabad. They warned Afghan elders and politicians against signing the deal, saying they do not represent the Afghan people. Afghanistan's Grand Assembly, or Lauriya Jirga, is slated to hold discussions on the controversial deal on Thursday. Meanwhile, scores of people gathered for a meeting in Kabul to voice their opposition to any deal that will prolong the U.S. military presence in their country. Thousands of Afghan tribal elders and politicians are set to gather in the capital, Kabul, on Thursday to discuss the controversial security pact with the U.S. on the future of its military presence in the war-torn country. The pact, which is known as the Bilateral Security Agreement, or BSA, will determine how many American soldiers stay in Afghanistan after the planned withdrawal of foreign forces at the end of 2014. Kabul says up to 16,000 U.S. troops could stay beyond the deadline. A sticking point is the question of immunity from prosecution for those U.S. troops who remain in the country. President Hamid Karzai says the Lauriya Jirga is the only institution with the authority to decide on the issue of legal immunity for American service members. Thousands of security forces have been deployed to protect the four-day gathering. If endorsed by the Lauriya Jirga, the deal will be put before Parliament. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Kabul. Now, Faiz, tell us about the prospects of this Lauriya Jirga.
Well, the Lauriya Jirga has been described by protesters today in Jalalabad city in eastern Afghanistan as predetermined. It has also been echoed by some Afghans in two big gatherings here in Kabul as well. And these Afghans believe that they have not been invited to this Jirga to voice, to say what they believe about the long-term U.S. military involvement. The protesters in Jalalabad were shouting anti-U.S. slogans, saying they call for an immediate end to this long-running conflict, and they believe that this agreement will ensure the U.S. long-term military involvement in their country, something that they believe will not fix their problems. So these Afghans are now opposed to the entire deal, but President Hamid Karzai is opposed to a provision of it, and that is about the U.S. demand to be able to enter into Afghan homes and search them once this deal is signed, and they want to make their demand met by this agreement. But President Hamid Karzai is strongly opposed to this. Now, it is the biggest roadblock facing this entire deal, and President Hamid Karzai said to the Americans here in Kabul that he will go and tell to the participants of the Jirga on Thursday that he has not agreed on this provision of the deal. And if he does so, it will put the entire deal in jeopardy, and the entire deal should be expected rejected by the participants of the Lauriya Jirga.
All right, so going forward then, Faiz, how does all of this affect the Afghan government politically?
Well, the Afghan government officials, especially President Hamid Karzai and people in his administration, believe that this deal should be signed because they believe if it is signed, they would be able to get aid money from Washington, about $4.1 billion, to support their economy, to support their army here in Kabul and other parts of this country. But of course, the Afghan people on the streets have a different view, and President Hamid Karzai has been critically criticized by other Afghan politicians here in Kabul for supporting this deal. And these Afghan politicians are telling us that President Hamid Karzai will be shunned by Afghan people and also by the Afghan history if he supports the deal, and urge the participants of the Lauriya Jirga to give legal immunity for the American forces. Let's not forget that the issue of legal immunity has not been resolved by both sides yet, and President Hamid Karzai says that those American soldiers who commit crimes intentionally, they should be prosecuted in Afghanistan, but those who commit shoot someone in self-defense, they can be taken to Washington. But the participants of the Lauriya Jirga and also the Americans in this country and also people in the Obama's administration have not accepted his idea yet.
Okay, Faiz, thanks for that.